I don't know. I'm pretty excited about the $1,000.
Yeah, right?
$1,000 workday payday. It's just looking at this here in front of me, imagining that going to you. Mm. The only thing that would satisfy me more is if it went to me. But you know,
there's that.
Not going to happen.
The only way that could be better.
The only way. We would love you to have it. Hang out. We'll tell you how in a few minutes.
I don't know how it's possible that I have a dating dilemma already.
Wow.
And I'm not even really officially back on the market.
Well, yeah, you are.
You are.
You're dating. Come on. I know you like to tiptoe into these things.
Yeah, I do.
But let's just be honest here.
I do, yeah.
You are dating someone.
Yes. A person, yes.
Okay. So what's the dilemma?
Do I what, Blair?
Do you call him your boyfriend?
No.
We didn't say BF yet.
No, we don't.
That's why I'm asking.
We're not titling.
Is he your gentleman caller?
No, because it's not Glass Menagerie in 1949.
Oh, well, you've been schooled.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it is. A little bit.
I know. There's just a key question that I feel like I need to answer before I go forward with anybody, and that is, can I date a civilian? Like, my husband was in media, right. So he got it. The former husband.
First husband.
Lived his life out loud more than I ever could with a microphone. So, I mean, it didn't bother him at all. But somebody whose world this isn't, and you kind of blow into their life and what? You know, start just broadcasting.
Well, I mean, you can say he's a lawyer, he's an attorney, so his life may be in the courtroom. I don't know what kind of law. That doesn't matter. But yes, he's not in this.
No.
And I would imagine he has a pretty rigid schedule, right? And things that he has to do at specific times.
And he's serious.
He's serious, yeah.
Yeah.
Time is money, and it's quarter hour billing,
I mean,
hey, does he bill you, by the way?
Billable hours. I've spoken to you for 25 minutes about your issue today. When I started thinking about what I wanted to say something about him this morning, and I thought, oh, this poor dude, like, just was drafted into this.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. But you know what? I'm not going to edit. So let's go forward. I can date a civilian, and he'll have to deal with it. What is it about men that, or the men that I pick, or pick me, or something, that manipulate me so easily? And I'm not saying it's intentional, but when a conversation starts out, where should we go for dinner? Let's go out somewhere nice. And within 2 minutes, it turns out to, should we go out tonight or should we eat in? And then within the next 2 minutes, and I'm like, this is the timeline of an 8-minute phone conversation, because as you said, time is money. So now we've gone from nice restaurant, go out or eat in, your place or mine. Oh, yeah, probably yours good. Oh, yeah, well, you're so good in the kitchen. Now, by the end of this conversation, I'm cooking. We're at his house.
You had to drive all the way out there.
Did.
And then back here.
Did.
And you cooked.
And I cooked.
And did you shop and bring his...
I did.
This guy has a good.
Yeah,
let me tell you what. See, he's an attorney.
Yeah.
See, he goes in the court with the initial volley.
He knew the end result and backed his way out, right?
He litigated his way right to a great free dinner and cleaning service and a little cleanup at the end.
How do I get her over here to make those lollipop lamb chops?
You got it, Jack. And he worked his way back and he worked his way up. And then he starts the phone conversation. Where should we go for dinner? Knowing. That's where it was all ending.
Did you want to go out to eat?
I think she would have preferred that, right?
Why didn't you say
service
that?
Well, I haven't changed that much. I'm not ever going to say what I think.
Well, you got to.
Well, you do here.
Listen, buddy. With a date, I figure, like, there's a talk bubble over my head. Read it. Like, I don't have to connect the dots for you.
Okay, I'm going to give you, if my 2 cents, everybody jump in. Yeah. Here's what you say next time.
Yeah.
Nah, I like the plan of us going out to dinner better.
Yeah.
It's all you have to do. You know, Bob, whatever his name is, I think I'd rather go out to dinner with you.
But then it morphs so quickly, it's already like, oh, it would be so nice to stay in, and it's so gloomy out, and you're such
a good guy.
Don't let it.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Am I going to drive all the way to Cleveland to see you? You know, for God's sake, could you move into the actual metro area?
Exactly. Well, here's what it's called. The District of Columbia. Get to know it.
You know, I live in Bethesda. You know, it's 2 minutes from work. You know how far it is from you? An hour.
Hey, buddy, you have three different, either live in the D, the M, or the V. I don't have to go to...
Maybe I'll try to be more straightforward.
Yeah, just don't let them curve back just like this damn hurricane is.
Just say, hey, you know, you're right. Dinner in would be great. Uber Eats, pull up the app, and we'll pick some stuff out.
Oh, I can't do that. I feel like I'm not... not looking after somebody.
You know, oh. This early in the relationship,
right.
though.
I know.
If he's making the complete 180 on you, where it went from, going out to dinner to rip. You making dinner and you buying dinner and bringing it over and cooking.
I mean, it's not the buying of it.
It's not what I'm saying. He's home going, I'm going to chill with a jacket and diet because Eric is going to show up with.
He's literally texting me, so do you want red or white? Which I open and I'm thinking, buddy.
And he's probably in his pajamas during all this too. Like,
hey, could you empty my pipe?
It's a better deal. I'm married. I cooked last night, okay? And I shopped.
That's what I should have said. What do you, because first it started out, how can I help you with what you're making? How can I sous chef it? And by the end, I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll just bring it all.
How can I sous chef?
Erica, this is very good, but the lambs were a little overdone. It's fine. I appreciate the effort.
I would like to enter into evidence. I'm sure he's a great guy, but he did. He made the U-turn on you.
He worked me,
night.
Right?
And you allowed it, Eve.
I did allow it. And I was cursing him as I drove back in from God knows where this morning. I was like, this is not a woman who should be driving her car in the dark on roads she doesn't know. I've been up in a ditch before.
Hey, Bob, have you seen her drive? There's a picture on her Facebook page of her daughter's Jeep. And you know what it is? At the bottom of a ravine.
With her in it.
And there were thunderstorms last night.
I know.
There were more storms.
I know. And then I just couldn't sleep because I was there and I'm thinking, I gotta get out of here.
Would you be her dating consultant before she does?
Honestly, I hate this whole conversation. I don't like him now.
No.
That's extreme.
I don't like it.
Be the voice of reason.
That is the voice of reason. I don't like what he did.
Hold on. Jack, if you're going to Blair to be the voice of reason, I think we've gone
Blair, you sent me crazy flowers. Town. Does that work?
All right, keep sending them, buddy.
Wow. This is
wine, dine, and...
And then he got to be in his own place this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And all he had to do.
Won.
And
he
think about
won.
It. And the dishes, I guarantee the dishes were washed by hand,
please.
Already put up.
By him?
Oh, he did that.
Oh,
well.
All of that. I didn't touch a thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, something.
That's something, Blair. I mean, that's more than your husband does around the house. Come on.
Oh, wow. He cleans.
The husband used to at least greet you very early in the morning with a nice latte.
Yep.
And doing my show prep for me. I've trained this one, too. He does the same thing.
Does he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Our material is being vetted by an attorney. Well, at least we'll keep the license. Now, 107.3 traffic.